Today's daf in Masechet Chulin is daf Tzadik Beit. And we're up to the second line. We're in the middle of the various midrashim, which we began with the actual medrash in order to establish what the Mekor was of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the Da'at, and we ended up saying that it was Da'at Torah, that he was sure that it was Yamin. So we analyzed the Psukim of the Be'ef Koimo and what exactly had happened, and which thigh it would have been that he was affected. Because of that, we already went through the entire story in which it was dangerous for him to have been alone, with brother the riots to have been alone, and then how it happened that he had gone out and where he had come from, the story of his original Yitzia from Beersheba, how it led ultimately to the Malach. And now, today, we're continuing on, this time with the psukim in Hosea, which are meramis to this entire meeting, which actually Rashi brings on the spot in the Pirush HaTorah to discuss exactly what had been going on with the Malach. And so here we begin with the second line with the pasuk of Vayasar el Malach Vayuchal Bacha Vayitchanen lo. So what was happening, as Rashi explains in Chumash, is that the Malach was begging him, Beit El Yimtzenu. What do I need to tell you what your name is over here? You want me to be made of the broken wood? In Beit El, there, Shom Yidaber Imanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will speak to us, and he'll already tell us. And Yaakov wouldn't let him go. But if we just look at that pasuk without a reference from the story in the Chumash, we won't know exactly what's going on. Here it says, Vayasar El Malach Vayuch. So somebody won. It doesn't say who won. Bacha Vayetchanenu. So first of all, Vayasar means the Lashon of someone became the Tsar. Who became the Tsar? I don't know who won. Vayuchal could be the Malach, could be Yaakov. Eini yodea mina ases Tsar lemi. Kishu omer. But if you look back in this story, the name that was given to him as a result of this battle of Yisrael was because of the fact, lo Yaakov yomer ot shimcha, but kisarita im Elohim, that's why Yisrael. Sarita im Elohim, obviously sarita im Elohim, is a Yaakov. Was the one who became the Tsar, Lamalach. Bacha vayitchanen lo, there too, in Hosea, we don't know, in Yodea, mi bacha la mi. I mean, it's pronouns, we don't know who the antecedent is. Kisho Omer, again, you take a look at the Chumash, and we find, as we saw yesterday, that the Malach was begging him, let me go, because it's daylight. Shalcheni. So clearly, who was crying? The only one that we found that needed anything was the Malach. So it must be Malach. Bachal Yaakov. And what is the meaning of Sarita im Elohim v'im Anashim? To be machalik between Elohim v'Anashim. Omar Rabba, this is a remez. Remez ramazlo sha'atidim Sarita, meaning Sarim, which are the ones in charge of the door. So there's Shnei Sarim that will be Yotze from Yaakov. Doesn't mean people, it means the position. And that's the Rosh Golash of Babel. The Nasi, Sheberet Yisrael, Zoshen of Sarut. And from here, Yaakov Avinu already understood, Mikan Ramazlo Galut, there needed to be Elohim and Anashim. Why Elohim and Anashim? Because Elohim is Smicha. So the only ones that are called Elohim are Mumchim, they have to be Smuchim. If he saw that there were also Sarim that were Anashim, it's a shocking thing. Why are Sarim Anashim? Must be because it's in the Mokum of Galut, it ain't Smicha B'Bavel. So we already understood that there's a lower darga of sarut. Ubagefen shloshasirigim. Now here also we have a lotion of sarut that was merumas in the chalomot that Yosef was told. Yosef understood that these chalomot, they have one level of meaning to the dreamer, and they have another level of meaning to him because they're being told to him as part of what he has to know. So from his point of view, Bagefen Shloshasari gives him the Saramashki. Dreams of a vine that has three strong trunks. So Omre Bchir Barav Amarav. The Sarigim is a lotion of Saregeim. Saregeim means people that are in charge and that are also very rich and very chosh of their geim, so the core of Lamalchus. And these are every generation, there are Shlosha Sarei Geim, Hayotzim Yisrael B'chol Dor V'Dor. Sometimes, Pa'amim, because we know that this has to also be defined with the Sar of Yaakov Avinu in terms of Elohim v'Anashim. So that means that it's partially in Galut and partially in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes two are here, meaning two are here in Babel. So Pa'amim Shishnayim Kan ve'Echad Eretz Yisrael, Pa'amim Shishnayim Eretz Yisrael ve'Echad Kan. Depending on the door, it depends where, how to split up the Sarut between the three of Sarei Gabe. And when the Rabbanan heard that Ma'amar in that generation, Yaivu Rabbanan Einayu Barabana Ukpa, Rabbanan Nechemia B'nei Barte, the Rav. Rav's daughter had two Sorim that were Yoitzim Imena, and the Rabbanan held that they were the two Sorim that in that generation were the Sorei Geim in Babel. Rav Amar, doesn't say Sorei Geim, it's Sorei Goyim. Sorigim, and the whole dream came from a goy. So basically it's a vision of what's happening among the Umayyads. And there are three sorim of the goyim that are malamit zchut Yisrael b'chol dor v'dor. This doesn't mean, as the Rashi learns, that there's sorim in the sense of malachim, the sarim neshamayim. Doesn't mean in the same sense that they are actual political figures on earth. Tanya Rebbe Eliezer Omer, let's analyze the dream. The Geffen is a reference to the overall structure of that which provides. So that's the world, in other words, the Zeolam. The Shlosha Sirigim means that out of this world came three powerful Amudim. That's a reference to Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. V'ike Porachat Al Tanitza, and then suddenly there's the part of this of these Sirigim that begin to be productive. So that must be the imahot that begin to produce children. Hifshilu ashkalotea anavim, and then suddenly they expand into eshkalot agefen. That's the shvatim. Omarlo Rabbi Yeshua, what's the point? Well, Yosef has to find something that he already knows. V'chi marin oladam mashaya, Elohim marin oladam ala mashatid liyot. If the whole point is that we're trying to see from here a message that Yosef discerns from the dream, then there's no point in telling him what he knows. Ella, the way to see it is, Geffen is not a reference to the Olam. It's a reference to the spiritual sustenance. It's the Torah. The Shlosha Sirigim is Moshe Aaron and Miriam. Keporachat Al Tanitza is where's the productivity in terms of insight into the way in which the Torah applies to the world. That's Sanhedrin. If Shiloh Ashkelotea Navim, the people that come from that, those are the tzaddikim, b'chol dor v'dor. Omer of Gamliel, you know, you're all trying your hands on it, but the truth is we always have to get back to Rav Elazar HaModoi. He's always the guy who puts it right. Adayin tzrichin anu l'modai. Because he took this pasuk, such a broad thing, it's a little bit here, a little bit there, spread out across the time. He's mukim l'kule b'chad makom. Rav Elazar HaModoi understands the drasha to be an integrated picture of a particular thing. And what he says is like this. Rabbi Elazar HaModei Omer, Geffen ze Yerushalayim. Shlosha Srigim refers to the elements of Yerushalayim, the Migdash, the Melech, the Kohen Gadol. V'ike Porachat Al Taditzah, Pirche Kunas, Porachat, we always call it Pirche. So that's the young youthfulness in which the Aveda is most powerful, just like an Har Sinai expressed in Ne'orim. If Shiloh Ashkelotea Anavim, this refers to the Nesachim, Agadeh Mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he is Mukim Laba Matanot. He says, referring to the various Matanais that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to Yisrael. Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Geffen, the Torah. The Shlosha Srigim is the Be'er, the Amud Anan, and the Mam. V'ike Porachat Al Tanitza. So Keporachat means the productive, the new produce, that's the Bikurim. If Shiloh Ashkelotea Anavim, Elu Nesachim. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba Amar, Geffen is a reference to Klal Yisrael. We know that. V'chino Omer, Geffen Mimitzrayim Tasiya. So the reference to Klal Yisrael's Yitzia Mimitzrayim is as a Geffen. Shlosha Srigim, what are the Amudim of the Geffen and Shlosha Regalim? So that's the Shlosha Regalim, Shisrael Ola B'chol Shana V'shana. V'hi, Kiporachat, Otanitzah was a reference to Yosef about the Yitziat Mitzrayim, which will loom at the end of this process, and therefore is saying that Yisrael has begun to suddenly expand. So Igi Azmanam She Yisrael Lifrod V'Lirbota. That's why directly after this we have V'Cheinu Omer V'nei Yisrael Poro V'Yishrutzu. That's the after the death of Yosef. The next thing we have is the opening of Shemot. So he foresaw that period of immense reproduction. And then the next piece of the pasuk that Altan Nitzah. Nitzah is like the Nates in the sense of Netzach. That's the Igia Zmana Yisrael Iga El. This is the time in which we're going to have to spill some blood in this country. And that's the reference to the Makas. I'm trying to get rid of these guys already. And that's Chenu Vayez Nitzcham. This is a Chani Hachlafa Behet of the Chet, which is very, very common in Midrashim. So if we take Nitzah as Netzach, and if you take a look at the Geula Atida, Vayez Nitzcham Al Begadai, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about spilling the blood of all the Oyvei Yisrael and being Dorech Kigat. So that's the Simen of Geula, just like it is Latid Lavod. It makes sense that that's what Yosef was seeing in the dream.
Referring to
time. Yeah, the Pasuk is referring to Esav. But the same word, probably, is saying, Al Tanitza, it's time for some bloodletting around here. V'chom al bushai ega alti, that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu got his clothes kava yochum dirty from so much bloody activity. Yivshilo ashkelotea anavim, this is Igi Azmana Shal Mitzrayim Lishtot Kosa Tarila. It's time for the Egyptians to learn to drink a little bit of bitter dregs. V'hainu di'amar rova. Why in the story of the Sarah Mashkim does he mention three separate types, Kosparo? What is that? Because there were three times that Mitzrayim is destined to drink those dregs. One was Sheshatabi Me Moshe. One was in the attack of Nebuchadnezzar to take it all out on Paro Necho. And one which Atidat Lishtotim Kalovte Kochavim. You know, you think Mitzrayim's going to escape the general bloodletting. Normally, Rabba Abba, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. I can tell you that when Rav was derish these psukim bagarata, he darshened it the way you darshened it. Kavateich darishlo. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Klal Yisrael is referenced over here, Geffen, in Mitzrayim Tasiya. Why? Because Uma Zok Geffen Nimshala. So the various chalakim that we see in the dream are a reference to the Chalkei Yisrael, the Zmorot Sheba, which support the entire binyan. Those are the Balei Batim. The Balei Batim mean the powerful landholders, that they are the most upstanding citizens. They stand there between the government and the people in the street. The Eshkolot Sheba, that's the productive, most beautiful part. That's the Tamil Chachomim. The Alin Sheba, those are the leaves. Those are the Amei Aretz. Those are the people that live on the land, the people that grow the food, the people that have the businesses, the people that you'll find on the east side. Kano Kano Chiba. What do you mean unique?
They wither, they don't.
First to fall,
maybe? That's not the way we darshan over. We darshan as protective. They go around, everything we'll see. And the Kano Kano Chiba. They don't grow anything. There's little things that grab on. They just sit there. What do they call? Tendrils. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Elu rei kanim b'shibi Yisrael. They don't really do very much.
The politicians.
Oh, there you go. V'ayna d'shalcho mitan. So they sent a message. Liboy rachami mitkal yal alya. The eshkolot, when you tell me the chachomi, should be mispalal for the Amei Aretz. The Omale Aya Lomit Kami Nitkalya. If it's not for the leaves, there's no way that the Eshkalot are going to survive.
The middle class.
It's not a class discussion.
No, but in terms of the those who sustain the economy.
Sustain the economy, correct. Yeah, as opposed to the Balei Batim.
Right, yeah. Who right. Suction off. Economy.
Well, that's a rather Marxist view.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it Marxist, but it's cynical.
Why wouldn't you call it Marxist?
I should be so cursed.
Okay, now we have already, once we've talked about these, the various lashonos that refer to the Chelkei Yisrael, we talked about the Eshkolot and that which emerges out of Yisrael, the part which is the most productive, and so on. So we now see that as finally an insight into the strange psukim that we never understood until now. So when we find that Hoshea is told to go and marry a whore and see what I feel like, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see what I feel like having these bastards for kids to go around playing with every other Avodah Zarah, and then you'll learn what it is that I go through. And it, immediately after that it says, V'echrali b'chabishah sakeseh. What is that supposed to mean? So I bought with 15 pieces of silver and a chomer of seorim, letak seorim, and that's it. That's the end of the puzzle. Well, what does it mean, Bichlal? Omer of Yochanan, Rishon Yod Tzadik. First of all, the lashon of kira means a lashon of a business transaction. That's v'echrali. So because the lashon mechira, we find that Yaakov Avinu says, b'kivri asher kariti li, when it says 15, it's reference to this same story, which is Chamishasar ben Nisan. That's the buying of Yisrael, so to speak. Shabon migalu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Kesef is always a reference to the finest, shiniest, that's the Eshkolot here, which are the Tzadikim. V'chenu Omer, we find the same concept in Tzor HaKesef Lakach Biyado. Kodesh Baruch Hu took the Tzadikim. And there it's a reference to, it's a reference to Liyom HaKeseh, it says over Liyom HaKeseh, Yavo Beto, which Hasidim learned, that's a reference to, obviously, to Rosh Hashanah, that's the Rishonim learned, that may be a reference to Rosh Chodesh, or to Svam, to the Yom HaChag. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his hands, Liyom HaKeseh. What is a Chomer Sorim and a Letach Sorim? So a Chomer is 30, so a Letach is 15. So that puts together 45. So these are the essential 45 tzaddikim that without which the world would simply collapse. Since we split up the Chomer and the Letech, obviously they're separate. So I don't know which way to go, whether maybe 30 are here in Bovel, 15 are in Eretz Yisrael, or vice versa. 30 are in Eretz Yisrael, 15 are here. But if you're medayik in it, we have another pasuk which also, weird, also talks about money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is handling. So it says over there that Vayomer Hashem Eli, Hashlichu El Hayotzer, and what Zechariah says is Vekhoshul Shima Kesef, Vashlichu To Beit Hashem El Hayotzer. So in other words, that means that the 30 Kesef, which is the reference over here to the Chomer Seorim, which is the Charitili, is in the Beis HaMikdash where Yetzira comes. So then that must mean that the 30 in Eretz Yisrael, Avi Omer Shloshim Beretz Yisrael, is the Makom HaMikdash. V'chemishasakan, so he talks about the Beit Hashem, the broadest sense of Beit Hashem is Eretz Yisrael. And there's your right. Omer Abai, I'll tell you one thing. You're not going to find them on the Mizrach Vant. And if you're looking for them, they're not on the Mizrach. The way to place to find these people is Rubayu Mishtakhe Bebeknishta Dututi Afta. You'll find these people sitting in the back room in the Beit HaKnesset, like underneath the Ezra's Noshim, Those are the guys. If you want to look for the tzaddikim, that's where to look for them.
The side room.
V'hainu Dichtiv. And with this is the same sense that we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps referring to money. And it's always about some of 30 pieces of silver, which keep showing up like all over the place. Must be that that's a reference back to this Chomer. So we find the same thing. V'omar aleihem im tov be'enechem. So Zechariah continues to talk in this marshal. This actually comes earlier. Im tov be'enechem avuschari. Look, if you prefer, then give me back what it was that I was paying you. Vimlo, and look, if you prefer not to do it that way, Vimlo chadalu. If not, then cut it out. We'll see what that's supposed to mean. And what they did was, So what this is referring to, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda omer shloshim tzadikim. So this is the first pshat that we're assuming is these 30 are the ones that the olam is biskayim. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Yomo, to Olam, he's saying, look, if you're not gonna, you're not going to keep the brit between us, and you're not going to take care of my tzaddikim, fine. That was the only thing that was keeping you going. So if you want to, give it back to me, and that'll be the end of it. And that's the end of our mutual understanding of my giving you a place in the world. You know, fine. So they give me back the tzaddikim. They're not interested in taking care of the tzaddikim. Rabbi Yehuda understands that this is a reference to the Shloshim Tzaddikim Umot HaOlam. It's not the same tzaddik that we were referring to before. But the Umot HaOlam also need a level of tzidkis in order for them to survive. They also have Shloshim Tzaddikim. But here, they decided they don't want to keep anymore the Shloshim Tzaddikim. And B'meila, so they lost that tzchus. So then these tzaddikim were taken from the Umot HaOlam and they were nishtab Yisrael. Ula Amar, this refers to 30 specific nekudot of zchut that the Umas HaElam have, that they used to recognize that they need to keep at least this much connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to survive. So they had 30 mitzvahs that they were kav. If you take a look at the Sheva Mitzvah Neach, with all of the various things that the Gemara keeps referring to, you know, such as Kilayim and Kibbet Hashem, and there's a whole list actually at Afya Sefer's. It's actually a count of 30. There were 30 mitzvahs that B'nai Noach were mekabel, and they gave them back. They stopped being mekayim then. There's still mekayim 3, at least until about 20 years ago. There's still mekayim 3. One of them is at least they don't have homosexual marriage. I mean, it may, it's perfectly okay to have homosexual sex, but not official marriages. So ain kotvim ketuvah lezecharim. They don't actually write the ketuvah. You know, they give you a marriage contract. All right, we're down to 32. I mean, to 2. Ve'achat she'ein shoklim psara med b'makolim. They also, at least, even if they're, you know, they're stoop shot. I mean, even if they're cannibals, at least, you know, it's not public. But there's plenty of psychopaths for that too. But Rashi also says a pshat that they don't take animals that Stam died by themselves. They have a sense of covet of Adam. They view the Bible as being holy. Okay, so they're getting along, hobbling along on 3. All of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As the end gets closer, they're less clear. Okay, anyway, getting back now to the Mishnah. So, the Mishnah said that the Giranosh is Noeg, the Behema, with a Chaya, with Zachar, with a Keva, but it's not Noeg Ba'of. And the Mishnah makes a statement. It's not Noeg Ba'of because the Oaf doesn't have a Kaf. Now, we assume that the Kaf meant the muscle along the femur, which is ridiculous. What do you mean it doesn't have a Kaf? I mean, no, who hasn't eaten the thigh of a chicken? Vorka Chazina, the Eatley. I mean, what do you mean it doesn't have? I mean, far be it for me to argue on the Mishnah, but I do have eyes. I mean, I've seen a chicken. Yes, let the calf doesn't mean it doesn't have a muscle. It means it doesn't have the shape of a rounded muscle, like a septus muscle. So the quadriceps, it's not rounded. And that, since the Torah said al hakaf, so it specifically identifies the Giranosha as the nerve that runs along a rounded muscle. And it doesn't have that muscle. So itlay, but it's not ogil. It's flattened. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, how about in a case where a bird is a mutant and it does have one? Or how about in a case with an animal that's a mutant and it doesn't? It's a misshapen muscle. Is this a definition of the species? Is it a definition of the particular Giranosha? How do we look at it? It says, don't eat the gid that runs along the calf of a yorich. It doesn't say of what? Is this an individual decision? So about the didu asdin or about the mini asdin? Is this a species identification or is it the specific case of the nerve? Take it. Okay, then we have something that is very ambiguous. Because let's take a look back in the Mishnah again. See the lashon of the Mishnah because, let's see, when we learned the Mishnah, we also pointed out it's ambiguous. So what does it say? V'noig b'shlil, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino, Noeg B'Shlil. The chelbon mutar. So first of all, the chelbon mutar, is that a separate statement that the Mishnah? No. Is it a separate statement that everybody is making now? Nothing to do with the machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And it's talking about maybe the chelav of the gid, perhaps. Or is this a continuation of the machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about whether a shalil is considered to be a separate animal, or it's just part of its mother? I mean, remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a shalil, which would mean a fully developed animal, but just not born, so a ben bekua, is nitar b'shkita sa'im, even if it's fully formed. That's a 9-month, there's also a 9-month gestation of a large animal. So it's a 9-month shalil, it's kosher, which means that it's not a separate animal. It was part of the mother, and it was nitar b'shkita sa'im, in which it's the chelev is a chelev of a different organ. Call the shalil, where the Torah said that organ is has chelev. As a matter of fact, as we'll see, that organ specifically is not brought on the mizbeach ever, because we learned out from those behemoths that can't have a shalil, they're always a zachar. So where there is a shalil, it's not for the mizbeach. In which case, it's like a chaya, right? So there's not going to be any chaylev. Anyway, that could mean that we'll see later on that there could be a difference between the gidanosh of the shalil and the chaylev of the shalil because of that. But anyway, so is it a reference back to the shalil? And if it is, it's the Bachokas Rabbi to Rabbi Meir. It's dependent on the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, legabe the shalil, or it's the chaylev of the gid. So we've got three different possibilities here. Not clear what we're talking about. So the way that the Gemara gets into the understanding of the Mishnah is by bringing a mimer of Shmuel that seems to contradict the Mishnah, and that will force us to analyze precisely what it was that Shmuel was talking about and what it was that the Mishnah is talking about. So Omar Shmuel, the chelbo mutar l'divrei hakol, its chelev is kosher according to everybody. Well, first of all, what do you mean its chelev? Chelbo demai. And we said, what do you mean? Are we talking about the chelev of a shalil, that's mutter according to everybody? That's not true. That is part of the classical machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to what the status of a shalil is. V'miflak pligebe. Look, I'm going to show you from the Braita that clearly they argue about the shalil, because it says in the Braita, noid b'shalil, v'chelbo asur. Now, I'm going to prove to you afterwards that that's a reference to the chelev of the shalil, not of the gid, even though it's the same words in the Mishnah I'm going to show you in a minute, that here there's no question as to what it means. And that's Rabbi Meir's shita, which fits in very well, because Aliba to Rabbi Meir, it's a separate animal, so why wouldn't its chelev be yosur? It's not need to be chelev bigger shita say. Why would its chelev be mutter?
Be mutter.
Yeah, it's a separate animal. And therefore, chelbo is yosur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. And again, it's very classic. Einonoy b'shalil, shalil is another organ of the mother. The chelbon mutar. Now, I'm going to prove to you, here is the clear-cut indication we're not talking about the chelav of the gid, because Amar Belazar, Amar Boshaya, that this machloket that we just had in this braita is a machloket about a ben tishachar that's found in its mother, and it's exactly the machloket that we had earlier, in which Halak Rabbi Meir Leshita told about what the status of such an animal is, and Halak Rabbi Yehuda Leshita told about what the status of the animal is, just as we just explained. So clearly, if that's the comment of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shaya on the Braita, it means that the Braita is referring to the Chel of the Shlil, not to the Chel of the Gid, which would have nothing to do with the Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir. Okay. So don't try to tell me that Shmuel was claiming that the chelev of the shalil is the divrei hakol mutter. Obviously, that's not true. Okay, so now what is it? So you're going to tell me, well, Shmuel was referring to the chelev of the gid. So that fat which is on the gid, everybody is made is mutter. But that's not true either. Von miflik polikbo. There's a very important machlokas exactly about that issue. The Tanya, gid anashe, this is a very important machlokes bichlal in the whole question of how to do the tray burning of the Gid HaNasheh. So now, according to Rabbi Meir, the Gid HaNasheh even though it splits into knoknot, in other words, the Gittin Hashes has a major nerve, which has little nerves that come off of it. Those are called the knoknot of the Gid. You have to get every last piece. Sometimes you've got to dig into the muscle wherever there's a branch of the nerve, tear out all of that nerve, and you've got to also be chotech sham no mi'ikaro. You got to dig out all of the fat that's attached to the nerve, all the way into the muscle. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not a problem. Gomomo ima shofi. That is a machlokas over here, where there's a reference both to the chelev and the gid, which is what Rashi learns. It's creating a little bit of problems in the in how to understand the sugya later on, because of the lashon later. So therefore, Tosfos learns that the gomomo imashof is a reference only to the gid itself. But let's take like Rashi right now. Yeah, but let's take Rashi's approach. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, all you need to do is you make it even with the muscle. So the shofi is the muscle itself. So the under part of the muscle, which is the inside of the calf. So you cut everything out so that on the surface everything appears to be cleared. There's no nerves, there's no fat that's attached to the nerve on top. You don't have to dig in it. You don't have to rip anything out from inside. No, so, I mean, if that's the case, what are you telling me? That there's no machlokas. It's obviously a very important machlokas. Rabbi Meir holds you have to be chotech the shuman of the gid mikaro because as a din chelev. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a big problem. So either way, Shmuel doesn't make sense. If he's referring to the chelev of the shalil, he doesn't make sense because that is clearly a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. If he's referring to the chelev of the gid, it doesn't make sense. It's also a machlokas whether you have to get it out. No, wait a minute. You didn't clarify whether you're talking about Midrabbanan or Midiraisa. We already saw earlier that it could be that maybe the Shuman of the Gid, that was one of the approaches that we had in understanding the meaning of the Gidim and the Did of Notar. The Shuman of the Gid, Yisrael Kadesh, Nagubah and Yisrael. So maybe there's a difference in what Shmuel was talking about, that it's Mutter, maybe he meant Midiraisa, that's Mutter. But as far as whether you have to be mechatek or whether you need to dig it up, that's already maybe the Rabbanon. So actually, what we could say, Leolam, it's the chelev of the gid. Now, all Shmuel was saying is, Kuli Amar made it that the chelev of the gid is mutter, meaning mutter, midiraita. But, I mean, he would be made Shmuel, that of course it's not mutter, midirabbanon. According to Rabbi Meir, midirabbanon, it's aser, and that's why you have to be mechatek acharab. Titania. Visham no mutar. This we already saw before. Shuman of the gid is mutar. V'Yisrael kedoshim nagu bo iser. So lechora, that is Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir, this is what Shmuel apparently holds. That my love, Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shiti. D'yarma mutar menatorah. And it's asur min rabbanan. And what Shmuel was asserting was that you shouldn't think that that's Rabbi Yehuda and I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. It's also the right. Everybody's mother. Mutter midiraita. And he said, well, and why do you jump to that conclusion? I mean, good, maybe that's what Shmuel is saying. Where do you see that in the Braita? How do you know when you say, my love, Rabbi Meir? Maybe I'm maybe in the contrary. Maybe that's Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one who was saying it's mutter minatar. That's why it's not being machmir. And it's also in the Rabbana. According to Rabbi Meir, maybe it really is also midiraita, which is why it's so machmir if you have to get out every little bit. So maybe a Rabbi Meir midiraita nami aser. So how can you support Shmuel from here? No, you can't learn that at all. Lo sakataitach, I'll show you. Because look, it says in the Braita, Gidan Hashem mechatet acharav b'chomakom shehu v'shamno mutar. Now, that's a contradiction according to what you just said. Because who's the author of the sheet that it says you have to go mechatet acharav, dig it out of the whole muscle and make a mess of the piece? That's Rabbi Meir Shita. And it's Rabbi Meir, therefore, who is saying v'sham no mutar. So, and we know that that can't mean v'sham no mutar mid'rabbana, because we said Yisrael Kadosh B'nagu Bo Yisr. No. So therefore, if it's Rabbi Meir to eat lechatita, and he's saying v'sham no mutar, that is exactly what Shmuel was pointing out. Everybody is invited to Shuman is mutar, meaning midiraita. Don't think that Rabbi Meir is machma because he holds midiraita, it's us.
So the previous price that said the chotek sham no mutar.
That's exactly what Shmuel was saying. That's the Chiddush. Omer v'yitzvah Shmuel b'mar tamar rav. You know, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. If the Torah asks her eating the Giran Nosh, and the Giran Nosh is not even edible, so then it must be it's a reference dafka to the Kenoknot Shabbat. It's referring only to the nerves that are edible, which enervate the muscle, and the gid itself is probably mutter, because it's not b'chol considered to be something that's edible stuff at all. Ula says why? On the contrary, the gid anosha is the gid anosha. Well, the gid anosha is the nerves coming off the gid anosha. She's like, but it's not edible. No, and therefore what? Maybe etzu v'torachi v'ala. The Torah said, don't eat this piece of wood. So it's giving you a dinner of achila and something that's not edible. How do you jump to that conclusion before? Omer Abaye, kavate. By the way, Mitosis points out that what Rav holds is not that this is the machlokas v'yesh begidim v'notin tam. Not to get confused with that, but rather that Rav holds that the machloket of yesh begidim v'notin tam is only about the knoknot, and that everybody's mitzvah of the gid itself is not benosin tam. Okay, this we'll have to see later on in the Mishnah. But according to Rav, even though we're going to be deicha Rav, but according to Rav, everybody is made therefore the discussion of the tam and tarufas and so on would only be a din legabi the knoknot, wouldn't be a din of the gid itself. Omer Abaye, you know what? It's not reasonable to follow Rav. We should follow Ula in this, that the Torah asserted the actual gid, because we have a similar case in when it comes to chelev. The Omer Rav Sheshes Omer Rav Asi, chutin shebechelev asurin ve'in chayavin aleihem, where you have very often you have extensions out of the chelev, which are very thin pieces of membranous material, and they continue on along the edge of a muscle or along a tendon and so on. And the truth is that they are not asur b'diraita.
Do they connect to anything?
To the large piece of chelev. Uh-huh.
No, but coming from the chelev to something else, or they just
they're stuck. I mean, you have to be machatit to get them off. So. Yes. So why do we say in chayav and aleihem? Why aren't they part of the chelev? Must be because the point is that when the Torah talks about chelev, it's not about an entity. It's not about a type of material. So the Torah says chelev. It's like chelev is not chuti. Chelev is a piece of chelev. So even though these are extensions, it's not the chelev. So why wouldn't that be true about the gid? It means that we take the word of the Torah as referring to an entity. If the Torah says the gid anasher, what are you going to say? The gid anasher is a reference to the knoknot. On the contrary, the gid anasher is only a reference to the gid, and the knoknot are mutter. Not like what Rav was saying. It's just like the chote chelev.
Right.
So hakanami gid amarak manavelo knoknot. If anything, it's the other way around. Gufa om rav sheshes om rav asi chutin shebechelev asurin vein chayavin aleihem shebekuya asurin. And also in chayavin aleihem, loven kulya. There we have a machlokas. So now the loven kulya, you know, the kulya looks like a kidney bean. That's what we call a kidney bean. So there's that slit that runs through the middle of the kidney. That slit is filled with a white material. That white material extends inside into the kidney. So now, besides that, there's also a layer of fat, which is not Shuman, but Chelev. It has all the identification of Chelev we spoke about, the Tutav and the Niklaf that we were talking about before, me and you on the porch up there in Finland, which I'm sure you must see. You're not going to forget that.
Never.
So that's the Chelev. Now the Shaila is, what about the white material that isn't, it doesn't have all of those normal characteristics of chelev, you can peel it off and so on. So what's the din in that material? That's a machlokas. It's a machlokas between Revi and Rebbe Chiya. We don't remember which sheet is which, but we know that one was asserted and one was matirit. So Rabba used to go and be memartit. He dug it out of the entire kidney, even from the inside. So did Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was memartit. Rav Asher was makil, and he was goyim. He took the part off from the outside that was visible, but he didn't go digging it out of the kidney itself. He yelled at me, be'etzem, it's not called chelev. Omer, abaye kavati Rav Asher mistavra. That's much more reasonable. Because the truth is, even chelev that follows the format of chelev, once it's covered with even with muscle or with other things, is not considered to be chelev. The Omer Baba Omer Bina Mishmuel chelev shabasar chofe oto. You have chelev, even the chelev that it's along the entire thick muscles of the animal, and here you have chelev which are beneath the kloyot, which you could see come out around the edges. If you have bus that's chofe, and they're covered, the part that is covered with red meat, and there's these thin, which you have to find, you find what appears to be fat, that's what chalent meat looks like this, mm-hmm. Very fatty, and there's thin red meat inside. So that is considered to be the very fact that the meat continues on underneath the main muscles, and covers over the fat, that is not considered to be chelev at all. Even though it's a very thick, white, complete white piece of what appears to be chelev, that's okay. So if that's the case, it means that we're learning the word al hakesalim to mean literal. Hachelev sha'al hakesalim, meaning that it's on top. Not that the meat is on top of it. But if that's the case, it's the same thing when we talk about the words of the chelev, she'al ha-klayot. Al ha-klayot means not in the klayot, not surrounded by kidney, but rather on top of the kidney. So we're again taking the word very literally. We're taking the word chelev literally, we're taking the word gid literally, and we're taking the word al literally. So that means al ha-ksalim omer rachmana v'lo she'betoch ha-ksalim. All the abdominal organs. So al haklayot v'lo shebetoch haklayot. We'll do some picture things tomorrow. I'm assuming that they have good pictures on this too. Vayosra malach vayuchal bocho vayitchanin lo eni yodi aminas esar lami kishomer kisarita im Elohim. Havi omer Yaakov naaseh sar l'malach. Bachava yitchanen lo, eni yodea mi bachal mi. Kishomer vayomer shalcheni. Havi omer malach, bachala Yaakov. Kisarita v'elohim v'manashim. Omer Rabba remez ramazlo. Shatidim shnei sarim latzek bimeno. Rosh gola shebebavel, who is anashim. And nasish beretz Yisrael, who is Elohim, as yasmicha. Mikan ramazlo galut. Ubagefen shlosha sarigim. Omrev kibarav omrev elu shlosha sarei geim hayotzim Yisrael b'kol dor v'dor ba'amim sheshlaim kan v'echad b'eretz Yisrael ba'amim sheshlaim b'eretz Yisrael v'echad kan. Yavi rabbanu neinayu v'rabbanu ukfa rabbanu nechemya b'nei bar tederav. Rova omar elu shlosha sarei goyim shebalamdim zechut al Yisrael b'kol dor v'dor. Tanya Rebbe Eliezer Amar Geffen Zeha Olam Shlosha Srigim Zeha Avram Yitzchum Yaakov Hiko Porachat Otanitza Eloha Imahot Yivshilo Eshkelot Teha Anavim Eloha Shvatim Omar Rabbi Yeshua, what's the point of that? V'chi Marim Lo La'adam Masha'aya Elohim Marim Lo La'adam Ela Masha'atid Liyot Ela Geffen Zeha Torah Shlosha Srigim Ela Bosha'arunum Yiryam V'hiko Porachat Otanitza Elo Sanedrin Yivshilo Eshkelot Teha Anavim Elo Tzadikim Shebechot Dor V'dor. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Adayin Tzrichin Anu Lemodai, the Mukim Makule Bechad Makom, namely, Rabbi Lazar Amodai Omer, Gefen Ze Yerushalayim, Shlosha Srigim Ze Migdash Melech Vekohen Gadol, Vike Porachat, Alta Nitzay Lepirchei Kuna, Yivshilo Ashkelotea Anavim, Elo Nesachin, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Mukim Lama Matanot, Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Gefen Ze Torah, Shoshasri gives a bear amuda na anuman. Veike porachat altanitzela bikurim. If shilash kote anavim elu nesachim. Rabbi Yirmi Abarava omar gefen elu Yisrael. Vechenu omar gefen mimitzrayim tasiya. Shoshasri gim elu shlosha regalim shitzololim behem bechoshana vashana. Veike porachat altanitza igi azmana shi Yisrael lifrot velirbot. Vechenu omar uvene Yisrael poro vayishutzol altanitza. Read that as netzach. הגיע הזמנן שישראל יגאל, וכן הוא מבייז ניצחם על בגדיי, וכל מרבושה יגאל תהי. הבשילו אשקלותיה הערבים, הגיע הזמנה של מצרים לשתות כוס התרעלה, והיינו די אמרו, ושלושה כוסות אמורות במצרים, אם לי חלום, למה? אחד ששתה בימי משה, אחד ששתה בימי פרעה נחור, ואחד שעתידה לשתות עם כל עובדי כוכבים. אמר לי רבה ולרב ירמי אמר רבה, כי דורש לרב לאני קרוי בגרתה, כבתך דורש לו. אמר רבי שמן בן לוקיש, אומה זו כגפן נמשלה, זמורות שבא אלו בעלי בתים, אשקלות שבא אלו תמידי חכמים, עלין שבא אלו עמי הארץ, כנוקנות שבא אלו ריקנים שבישראל, ואין לדי שורחו ביתם, ליבוי רחמים התקריה לאויה, דלמו לאויה לא מתקיימה התקריה. ואחרא לי ב-15 כסף, אומר רבי יוחנן בשום רבי שמעון בן צדוק, אם קירה אלא לא שבחירה, שמה בקברי אשר קריתי לי ב-15, זהו 15 בניסן, שבו נגלו ישראל מצרים, כסף אלו צדיקים, וכן הוא אומר צרור הכסף לקח בידו, חומר סעורים ולטח סעורים אלו 45 צדיקים, שעולם מתקיים בהם, אין יודעים 30 כאן, 15 בארץ ישראל, 30 בארץ ישראל, 15 כאן, כשהוא אומר וקח 30 הכסף ואשליך אותו בית השם אל היוצר אבל אומר 30 ארץ ישראל וחמישה עשר כאן אומר רבי רובי הוא משתכחי בבית נשתה דתותי אבטה והיינו תכתיב ואומר עליהם אם טוב בעיניכם just give it back עבו שכרי ואם לא חדלו וישקלו את שכרי 30 כסף רבי יונה אומר it's not 30 צדיקי ישראל שלושים צדיקי אומות העולם שאומות העולם מתקיימים עליהם הוא לא אומר צד צדיקים it's mitzvot שלושים מצוות שקיבלו עליהם בני נוח ואין מקיימים אלא שלושה אחת שאין כותבים כתובה לזכרים אחת שאין שוקלים בשר מת במעקולים ואחת שמכבדים את התורה ואין נוהג באוף וככה סינה דאיפה היא כף least what we thought a כף is אית לי ולא אגיל בואי רבי ירמיה How about if Itlei lo ve'agil? And how about if Itlei lo be'ema ve'lo agil ma? But did they aslin or but a mini aslin? Take it. Ve'noig v'shlil, or mashmo ve'chelbo mutar le'divri hako. What chelbo? Chelbo the mai, lemme the shlil. Mifot pligi ba. It's beferish abraita. Tanya noig v'shlil ve'chelbo asu divri b'meir. Rabbi Yiromer eina noig v'shlil ve'chelbo mutar. And Rabbi Lazar makes it very clear that it's referring to the chelbo of the shlil. Because he said it in the name of Rav Oshi, Amachloket b'ven Tishachai, V'olach Rebbe Meir l'shitatov, Rebbe Yudah l'shitatov. Ella, what are you going to say? That Shmuel meant Chavo de Gid? It's also not true that everybody is made up. Amiflek Pugibah. The Tanya Gidan Hashem b'chatet achrav b'chol makom shu, v'chotech shamno mi'ikaro, div Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yudah omer gomamoy ma'shofi. L'yolam Chavo de Gid. Moda Shmuel, to the Rabbi Meir Min Rabbon and Osir. And take a look at the Brayta, the Tanya Sham no Mutar, Vyisrael Kedoshim Nagobo Yisra. Undoubtedly, that's Rabbi Meir. So he's saying that when you're right, it's really Mutar. So he's saying it's Mutar Min HaTorah, Vyosu Min Rabbon. Well, where did he get that from in the Brayta? We might. Dilma Rabbi Yudhi, maybe I'll leave it Rabbi Meir, but you're right, and I'm Yosir. No. The Tanya, Giran Hashem Echatet HaKarav V'chol Makom Shavu, Visham no mutar. Now, who's the man Yomar who said that lashon? Mechatet, dipei chatit. That's Rabbi Meir, and the same Rabbi Meir is saying Visham no mutar. Amr v'yitzu b'shmo b'amar to Amarav lo asrat Torah ela knoknot shabo because the rest of it is inedible. Ula Amar, what's wrong? Eitzu v'atarachi v'alav. Amr back about the gula mistavra. The Amr v'sheish Amr v'asi. It's the same situation by Chelev. Chutin shabo Chelev asurin. Ve'in chayavin alayim. Alma, chelev omrachmana, lo chutin. So chinami gid omrachmana, lo knoknot. Gufa, omrav sheshes omrav asi, chutin shebechelev asurin, ve'in chayavin alayim. Shebekulia asurin, ve'in chayavin alayim. Lo ven kulia, rebi v'rebchia, Chadazer v'chad shori. So Rabba was memartet le l'chumra. Rabbi Yochanan was memartet le also l'chumra. Ravasi was going le l'kula. Om Rabbe kavati de Ravasi b'stavra. The Om Rabba, Om Rabbi Yonam Shmuel, chelev shabasar chofe oto mutar. Where do you get such a thing from? Clearly from the Diak and Lashon HaPasek. She'al ha'ksavim mar rachmona. Lo betoch ha'ksavim. So if that's the case, it's the same thing as the Koyot. Hachanami she'al ha'kloyot ha'rachmona. Velo she'betoch ha'kloyot.